This is Christina with Rock on Request magazine, and we're here with Wes from Puddle of Mud. How exciting is this?
Hi.
We have a few questions for you from us, and we had some great fan questions sent in.
Nice.
Your fans are crazy.
I love them.
I love them too.
I love them more.
Probably do because they're your fans. But yes. I'm growing to love them.
Good.
Every day.
That's great.
I have one that I'm sure you know very well.
Oh, God. Karen.
Karen.
Yeah.
She sent in some really good questions. I might have to hire her.
Is it like a meticulous question, too?
Oh, you know it is. Oh,
of course.
Because you sure know Karen very well. So, yeah, I love her. I think I might have to put her on staff or something. She's pretty amazing.
Okay.
But my questions we're going to start with, okay? All right, cool. First of all, I want to say congratulations. That's not a question, but this album is doing really well. I love it. And, you know, I couldn't have been more excited because I get all the juice on who's releasing what, when. And
yeah.
But when I heard about this one coming out, I was like, God, thank God.
Thank God, finally.
I was so ready for it. But let's talk about the finally part, since you mentioned it.
Okay? Yeah.
4 years in between.
Yeah.
A lot of shit happened, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You got some member changes.
Yeah.
It's all good, though, right? Because you're happy.
Of course.
Everything's going great. You had some life experiences of your own that you've talked about before.
Yeah.
Okay. But that kind of influenced the record, right?
It seems to enhance the music somehow or another, but it also dissolves your personal life at the same time.
I read something that you said about how musicians may create drama so they can write some good music.
Yeah, I think Trent Reznor said it best. It's like, I just made you up to hurt myself.
Exactly.
You know?
That's so true, though.
Pretty much.
I don't know any artists that don't feel that way or don't live that way or, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about it is that you grow up and, you know, you're watching all these other guys, you know, that are like your you know, idols, basically.
Right.
And you're watching them do their thing and you think that's the only way you can actually pull it off. But
right.
Seriously, you know, you don't really have to actually do that to be a great songwriter. You could skip it.
Yeah.
But I can't say it didn't help.
That's true.
At the same time.
I mean, with drama and turmoil comes a lot of feeling and
everybody goes through drama.
Right.
And everybody goes through the turmoil.
Of course.
Everybody has happiness and they have all the emotions in life. And, you know.
Love and loss.
Yeah, man. You know, and people see family members, you know, pass away, and, you know, it's saddening, but you can connect to those certain people through music, you know, through your own dramatical situations in life.
We lost a pet this week. So,
did you? Oh,
yeah, so it's like, you know,
now you're gonna make me cry.
I shouldn't have brought it up. No, but
it's
yeah,
okay.
It's rough, you know?
I'm sorry.
But I know you're a pet lover, so that's okay.
I am.
Very cool. Well, let's get out of the sad mode here.
All right.
Yeah, rock on. Okay. So, did you have any idea, though, during this, like, kind of transitional period? You say, someone told me, I gotta tell you, someone said, have fun, they're a hoot.
Yes.
You are a hoot.
Yes.
So, I'm kind of glad, because I don't like those girls.
Dumb. I'm pretty mellow right now.
You seem pretty mellow. I wish I was as mellow as you. You know?
I feel good.
I've been shooting photos of right in our house.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Try to slow down, man. It's gonna be alright.
I'm gonna shoot photos of you, so give us some good poses.
Good. Oh, I will.
I will love that.
I've been doing like the moonwalk and I do like
a
spin around.
Some Michael Jackson out
trying
there.
Trying to pull some Timberlake off, man. That guy's a badass.
he's kind of like my pet
peeve.
He's a crazy dude. He can dance like nobody's business, but I don't really like his music, so.
Well, you know. He's got soul.
I'm a rock chick.
I am too.
Are you?
I'm just saying the dude's got soul.
Yeah, you're
right. I ain't saying he's my favorite dude in the whole world.
No. But he's an entertainer. Let's just put it that way. All right. What I was going to ask you was, it's going to be a long interview at the rate we're going. Did you have any idea, though, I mean, when all this was going on for 4 years and you're getting ready for this new record, that it would be as successful as it is right now? I mean,
I don't know.
Did you have any expectations for it? Like, yeah, this is going to be
It took
ass.
So long that I don't. I was just kind of like going,
God,
you know,
is
maybe.
Coming out already?
Yeah, man, let's just do this, okay?
Yeah.
That was my vibe. So thank God it did, and, you know, basically I just thank God for everything, you know.
Yeah.
He's the main dude.
Actually.
He invented everything.
That is correct.
You know what I'm saying?
And he invented music, right?
Of course.
And your gift that you have, which
of course.
Is tremendous. Why not? You know, why not? What the hell?
Thanks,
all right.
Dude.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, let's talk about your chart numbers for a second.
Okay.
Do you mind? No, you don't mind.
Go ahead.
They're amazing.
Are they really?
No, they're really good, you know?
I mean, you're
no stranger to number ones.
I like number ones.
Number twos, which is still not
I like
bad
to go
at all.
Number two, though.
Do you?
Yeah, it's a
You know what? How many times during interviews do we talk about crap? I am serious. It comes out, huh? It comes
unless
up all
the band's
time.
At like number 40 or 2 or something.
No, but seriously, I mean, you're doing really great with, you know, Famous and Psycho, of course, which was great. Now your new single is going out right now. You have another one either just coming out and another single off the record?
Yeah.
Now, this is, since November, so we're talking about almost a year coming out. And you're still pulling out some songs off this record and putting them out there. That's tremendous.
Yeah, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
Release the whole thing. I
think so, too.
Why not?
Is it sweeter, though, this time around, considering, you know, you had, like, of course, Come Clean did phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you still want gold on, you know, the next record. But, you know, there is that, they dropped off a little bit of it. But, I mean, gold. I mean, it's freaking gold.
Way more than gold.
And now you're coming 4 years later. Is this like, yeah, this is sweet, number one, number two?
I like it. I mean, you know, it feels good. And the main reason is because the fans and stuff, you know, appreciate really nice music. And I have a fun time being able to write it.
Right.
You know, sometimes it takes a while to get the hits down, but they come, you know, in patterns. And
right.
It's nice, you know. It's a good feeling. It's better than a bad feeling.
Well, yeah, this is good.
Technically.
But no, I mean, your lyrics are really just, they're tremendous. And you're such a great songwriter. But performer, you know, you're just, God, no, who doesn't love to watch you guys on stage?
I don't know, man. I just get up there and I'm trying to be mellow now. You know?
My son is here and seeing you for the first time tonight.
Really?
He's 18.
What's up, dude?
He's been sick for a while.
Oh, really? Is he okay?
No, not really.
That sucks.
I know, it does. Our seed life has been turmoil for us, too. We do totally need to write a record right now.
I'll
so
pray
good.
For him.
Thank you so much. But he comes out just only certain shows where, like, there's no way these guys are coming through my town. I'm not going. So he's up pretty close to the stage. So he's pretty
My pastor's
happy.
On the bus.
Is he really?
Yeah, he'll pray for your son.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I will do.
Thank you so much. But, yeah, it's like he's like, I'm not missing Puddle Mud. Just
so he's here?
Yeah, he's here.
Nice.
He's here. He's sitting down. He's chill. And he's pretty close. So he'll get a good view of you guys.
He'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be cool.
I feel it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, moving right along. Operation Mud.
Yeah.
Tell me about this. Did Karen have something to do with this, too?
Sounds cool.
It sounds cool? Was she a part of that at all?
Yep, bet so.
Okay, so tell me how this all worked out. You know, you going over to Iraq and all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
You guys were honored for your work over there.
Oh,
what's that
God,
about?
Man. I got a flag and stuff from the Army. And
but they
Navy
flew on a helicopter.
Air Force, Marines. Yeah, man.
How fantastic.
Flew on C-130s.
Yeah.
We got to hang out with all the soldiers.
Was it kind
Kuwait's
of
like a sandstorm. Dude, have you ever been in a snowstorm?
I have not.
Kuwait is like
a sandstorm.
Picture a snowstorm driving down the highway.
Right.
But it's sand.
Wow.
Period.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
But, you know, how did that feel? Because I've talked to some other artists that have been overseas, and they've done some, you know, amazing things. But, you know, they come back like, with a whole new perspective on everything after seeing what the soldiers are doing and going through and how they live.
I'll tell you, I live with them.
Yeah.
You know, we were all hanging out together, and God bless everybody. I know what's going on over there, and you know, all I can say is come back safely, man. We all miss you, and your families really miss you a lot. Your friends too.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said. They're
great.
Hey, what's up?
They take care of business, man. Seriously.
That's right. I mean, somebody
peace, man.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
We know what you're saying. We feel you.
I love you.
I have to ask you this about Psycho, real quick. Now, I don't know how much you read your forum, message board, whatever.
Yeah.
But somebody posted something on there about Psycho. Yeah, you never do, huh?
Man, I don't have a computer.
Well, yeah, you're on the road too much. But I just noticed your crystal ball or whatever.
Oh, yeah, lights up. Let's see it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's great.
Sorry, I'm so not focused.
If you guys
want
one of these, all you got to do is go to Hot Topic.
Oh, okay.
You're
we go
in.
There a lot. Ah, sweet.
If you have enough energy, there's like an orange thing.
That is so cool.
Whatever. I can't do it. Everybody else can. We'll
I love
see.
That. We gotta get one of those. All right.
You guys want a beer or something?
I'm cool, actually.
Okay.
I'm not a beer drinker, but thank you for the offer.
Me neither.
I don't have hard alcohol, which is sad.
I don't drink beer.
Do you know? Yeah, I see that. Never. But see, it's later. Plus, I had to drive and all that stuff. I don't have a bus driver.
I don't either.
You don't?
No.
I just have to get around.
I drive.
You drive?
Yes.
You drive this bad boy?
Of course.
Sweet. See, you're not some
I got
diva.
My CDL.
There you go.
Of course.
I love it. All right. So, Psycho. Someone posted something on there about you guys really need to think about your lyrics. I know, cool. They're offensive to people with mental illness. And
are they really?
that's what this person seemed to think. It was big, long diatribe about, you know, and very respectfully asking you to rethink this whole thing. So I didn't know if you ever saw that or what your thoughts are on something like that, because I know Psycho is totally not about anything like that.
Well, but just to let everybody in a little secret, I'm kind of schizophrenic psycho myself. That's basically about me, and it's a little argument that I had with my wife.
Is that what you're saying with yourself? I said, no. Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I was kind of, yeah.
And then, no, you know, didn't. Yes, I did.
The neighbor's statue was, like, looking at me, but it wasn't a real person. And
yeah,
whatever.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I'm sorry if I offended anybody.
I appreciate it.
I happen to be in the same boat as all the other schizos.
There you go. Well, so, you know, you shouldn't feel bad, but... Has it ever come around to you through any other, you know, some group or whatever, saying anything about that song?
I don't get the feedback, you know.
Okay.
I just go with the flow and I stay low, under the radar.
Under the radar.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's a badass song.
I like it.
I do too.
I pretty much knew it was a badass song when I wrote it.
Totally. Yeah. Totally is. I mean,
my wife was like, nice, high five.
There you go. So you knew it was a score, right? With the wife liking it?
Well, she had the iPod out, you know, the recorder going, so.
Well, man, it's an instant hit right there.
Like,
even if no one else liked it, if your wife liked it.
I'm like, babe, check this out. She's like, why don't you go to bed? It's like 5:30 in the morning,
exactly.
Dude. Like, I've been working on this shit for like 4 hours. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not censored at all, so you can totally say whatever you want.
Anyway, A, it's an awesome song.
Right.
B, I like performing it. C, the fans are awesome. And D, we're going to leave it all the above.
There you go.
Nice.
You did that well.
I snuck that in. High school paid off.
It's kind of like SATs and whatnot, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. Now let's talk about your possible live album in the near future. Are you guys still planning on doing a live album?
Yes.
Will there be a live DVD with that?
Yes.
Okay. Love that.
Nice.
Isn't that fun?
When
is it going to be going down? When are you recording that? Because you're on tour now.
Oh, man.
So I'm suspecting there's been some videotaping.
We're videotaping like pretty much every night. And most of the places that we're playing at already have cameras set up.
Mm-hmm.
And they give us the you know, the disc at the end of the night or whatever, the email or the IBSDN or whatever the heck they call it.
Yeah.
And we get it.
Awesome.
And, we're going to basically edit, blah, blah, blah.
That thing.
Edit.
You edit it?
I like to edit.
Yeah, I'm an editor.
Are you? Editorial person?
I am.
Nice.
Yes.
I like
video
that.
And audio, all that fun stuff.
You're
a writer.
You're badass.
Thank you very much. I can't play guitar for shit, which is what I always wanted to do.
Oh, I'm gonna high five the camera girl.
Yeah, please do.
Ouch, yes. Dude.
Yeah.
That was hardcore. You don't ever want to high-five her. She's tough. She's going to be a badass guitar player one day. Maybe at the beginning she'll hit the road with that.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
I'm not that.
Stay.
Sweet.
I don't care.
Leave her on the bus. So.
Sleep right there on the couch. I don't care.
There you go.
Watch the drumstick bag.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I like that. The drumstick's there.
All right, so when is the DVD or CD live DVD live thing coming out?
When I'm darn good and ready to do it.
There you go. I'll mark that on my calendar.
Notch that up.
There you go. When Wes is darn getting ready.
Get pencil in.
Sweet.
It.
I'll know for everybody else.
All right. I'll call it September
22nd, 2009. All right. It's on the calendar now, officially.
Some people will change it later, though.
So people are going to be emailing you now going, when is it coming out? You said September.
Good.
All right. So.
On my brother's birthday.
Okay. Very cool. This tour goes through when? September 1st? The tour? Goes through September.
No, we get 7 days off on the 2nd, and we go back out for 3 weeks, and we come back for like 5 days, and we go back out for like 6 weeks.
Wow.
And back. So it's like a never ending deal here.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
So the only tour dates I saw were through September 1st, so where are you going after that? Are you going to get some great stills off this video? I'm telling
you. We're
going
to go to Nepal.
Nepal.
Yeah, we're gonna play on the mountain. Or Indiana Jones and
that would be amazing.
The other chick did like the shots. Big dude.
That I gotcha.
Yeah, I think that
would be amazing. There'd be monkeys.
She smoked him.
There'd be monkeys.
Who was that chick?
What was her name?
She was awesome.
Yeah, she was pretty awesome. I love Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones is awesome.
All right. What's your favorite movie of all time?
My favorite movie of all time. Caddyshack.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
That is some funny stuff right there. Bill Murray.
We watched last night. What was that other one you watched? That's funnier crap.
Is it a newer one or older one?
Superbad.
Love that movie. And Knocked Up. My two favorite movies.
I actually lived that movie.
Did you really?
Yeah.
A lot of kids have, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes it great is that it was so realistic.
It's totally real.
Totally. So, okay.
Except for the hot chicks thing.
You're not stealing them yet, are you?
Very soon.
Okay. Darn. Okay. So, then I'm going to move on then to, before the fan questions, you get to, well, we'll do one thing. Show and tell.
Okay.
Do you have anything right now that you would like to show and tell?
Yes.
Okay. Show me. Tell me. What is it?
Our bullshit button.
What's your bullshit button?
Warning, bullshit.
That's awesome. Yeah. Where did you get it?
At Hot Topic.
Hot Topic, okay. What do you love most about it?
Send me a check, it's totally
good. Yeah, really, totally. Free plugs. What do you love most about it? The fact that it lights up, that it says bullshit?
That's my favorite
one. That is a good one.
I like that one.
Boy, I'm going to have to hit Hot Topics.
Yeah, go
for
it.
Get some of this stuff.
Seriously.
All right, everyone who I interview gets to ask me a question.
Okay.
So you can ask me anything you want. We're not censored, as I mentioned.
Okay. Do you feel awesome?
I do feel awesome right now because you're just a happy guy.
Do you want a high five?
I would love to high five.
So let's do five high fives.
Five? Okay, one.
Ah!
Woo! Those got harder as they went on. That was awesome.
That was like, awesome,
so
man.
So I do feel awesome now, so even more so.
Yes, of course.
It's tingly.
It is.
It's very tingly.
And it smells good, too.
That lotion do you use? It's my perfume, actually.
You want the lotion?
I'm good, actually. Okay. I have Amore on.
Nice.
Good name,
love. I like it.
You
got a nice ring to it.
Thank you. I like it. It's my favorite perfume ever. All right, we're going to ask you a few fan questions since your tour manager is staring at me and making me nervous. All right, someone wants to know if you're ever going to record a Nirvana cover and put it on a record.
Why not?
And if so, which song would you pick?
Oh, Lord.
So many.
Well, we do Breed every night. We could pretty much do any one of them. I guess we're going to leave that secret for a while.
We
will do that. That's a good idea. Is that your thought?
No. Well, that was a fan's thought.
Let's do that.
I'm just going to say...
Next record, Nirvana cover. Why not?
Drain me.
That's a good one.
Sorry. That's just my own 2 cents. Hey, that was from Joni. Okay, here is something. Someone wants to know when you're going to Europe.
I wonder what that song was written about. I must have to go to the bathroom, huh?
You think? But somebody was talking to him. Part of him was talking to him. All right, let's see. Are you going to Europe anytime soon?
Yes.
A European family. Like,
yes.
When?
Mike Wine's on it.
All right, cool. He's working on that as we speak.
And the firm, and we got the promotions.
All right, cool.
Please.
I think these are Karen's. If Wes ever decides to hang up his musician's hat.
Negative.
That's not good. But this is hypothetical. Let's just say that you decide to do that.
Okay.
All right. Would you consider your job as a radio DJ?
No.
No. Okay, cool. So that negates the rest of that question.
I want to lay on the couch.
You want to lay on the couch?
Yeah.
That's it. When you're done, you're just done.
For like a month.
You're the primary songwriter, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Karen would like to know if you're like that squirrel in the Post-it note commercial with scraps of paper stuck everywhere in the bus and kind of just writing stuff down whenever you get a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Pretty much.
Post-it notes, though, so. Very inspired, right?
He draws all the time.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
I see.
Look at that, man. Drawing. And
that's true. I see
horrible.
That. You're very artistic over there.
Of course.
Very
you
cool.
Have to be.
Okay, now this is an interesting question for me when I saw this from Karen. She said now everything's interactive. You know, you got MySpace and Purebomb and all this stuff. Social media networks.
Yeah, Facebook.
If you had that, like, back in the day when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Okay. What band would you join their social network or forum and keep track of everything they're doing? Was there one band that you'd say, oh, God, I'd totally be on that, like White on Rice?
I wouldn't have done it.
You wouldn't have? That's what she wanted. You wouldn't have done it?
No.
Because you're just too...
I would have just listened to the music, bought their records, and gone to the shows.
There you go.
Yeah.
There are not a lot of people buying records anymore, though. Huh?
Yeah.
They're downloading.
They should.
I'm with you on that, but, you know.
I grew up
old school
era.
Like that, right?
Yeah.
Me too. Alright, cool. Now, how often does it happen that you go into...
But you still can buy them if you want to be cool.
I know. And then you have all the artwork. You have everything right there. All
you
the
got it all.
You got it. You got the hard copy.
And then all the kids and the grandmothers and the aunts and uncles are all sitting there going, I can just get that on my computer and print
exactly.
it out on my printer.
Really? Yeah, who needs that? I like it. Now, how well...
technically, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. But it changes everything. It changes.
It is, but it's good. It's a good media jam, you know?
True.
It's a good promotional value that you get.
And you have to change the times regardless.
You got
to. What are you going to do? Just not play? Of course you're not going to not play.
We're going to rock.
Karen wants to know how well you would do on Survivor.
Survivor?
And would you be able to eat bugs or do whatever it took to stay on Survivor long enough?
Wow. If I had to,
I put some thought into
this. If I was totally had to deal with it, I would be able to do it. But since I don't have to deal with it right now, it's part of my life.
You're just like, no.
I'm like, no, I couldn't do it right now.
I couldn't either. I'm with
you. But I could do it.
Well, I know you could.
Given the circumstance, yes.
Because you're a badass guy, right?
Well, I try to be.
I'm
aiming to please.
That's true.
We didn't come all this way to suck.
Well, thank God, because you don't. So it all works out fine. Tell us how you really feel.
About what?
About everything.
I feel great.
You feel great?
Yes.
Are you ready to play tonight?
Fuck yeah.
God, I can't wait till you guys go on stage. It's crazy. All right, last one is, someone wants to know what the strangest gift has been that a fan has ever given you. Get any strange fan gifts? Locks of hair?
No.
Tell us. We gotta know now. You can't make that face.
All I can really say is that somebody got some toys.
Ah, okay. And they weren't from Toys R Us?
Negative.
Okay. Do we want to know who got these toys?
Me.
Did you?
Yes.
Wow.
In a box. Yeah. And there was a box in the box.
That's awesome. Well, that is a strange gift. I think that one would take the cake.
Some kind of like oily type
oily
stuff in a little bottle.
You sure it was oil?
Well, you know, same deal.
Could have been body fluids.
Maybe.
Scent with it.
I don't know.
Disgusting.
I just work here, man. Seriously.
That's true. All right. Cool.
My job.
I'm with you. What was fun? I had a good time.
I did too.
I don't want to go. But
I don't either.
I think he's going to make me.
It's right here.
We gotta go anyway too, I guess. Get ready to photograph you.
Bring your families down. Everything's cool. It's not a big deal.
There you go.
We love everybody.
Great.
God bless you guys.
There you go. I was gonna say something to your fans.
I thank God for everything, and I thank the fans for everything else. I love you.
Awesome. Good way to end it.